Abner Meraz is a world champion boxer, Olympian, sports commentator, and most importantly, dad of two little girls. Beloved by abuelas and hardcore fans alike, Abner is a pro in entertaining both in and out of the ring. On Blue Wire's new podcast, On the Hook with Abner Meraz, we'll hear from Abner, his fam, fellow athletes, and other people who make him the boxer and the man that he is. Listen to On the Hook with Abner Meraz wherever you get your podcast. Episodes in English out on Tuesdays and episodes in Spanish out on Wednesdays.
You're now listening to the Destination Debbie Podcast. I present your host, Ray Garvin, the creator of Destination Debbie, and your go-to source for all things Debbie and college football.
Let's get this bad boy cracking. 3, 2, 1, and let's get it, baby. Welcome back to the Destination Debbie program. I appreciate you dropping by for the terrible or terrific trade show. I've changed it from Thursday. Now it's just the trade show whenever the hell I post it, probably on Fridays, right? I am live right now with my squad members, my patrons, Jonathan, Joey, Brandon, Nick, Ben, Craig, got other people in here, man. We are having a good time over there with Destination Debbie. Patreon.com/allgas. This show is live. These are trades that these crazy degenerates have made every single week, throughout the week, Dynasty, C2C, Debbie, IDP, all kinds of stuff. And we are just here to, you know, was it terrible or terrific? So if you want to be a part of that community, you know where to go to get it. But man, I asked them last time, I wanted to see some trades with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I wanted to see some trades with CeeDee Lamb. We got a little bit of everything, man. There were some that I'm just like, whoo, I can't believe they got that. And there were some that I'm just like, goddamn, man. Damn, man. But it's all good, baby. So we are going to dive right into it. Crazy week of NFL. Game last night was terrible. Wentz looked good. Then he looked bad. Then Daniel Jones tripping over his feet. Just terrible football, but college football is back Saturday. Big Ten is back in action, so make sure you stay locked in to what we got cooking over here. I added a little more context to these when I post the trades on the screen, so you'll actually see the league size, the scoring format to give you some more context, and some of them are kind of big, so when that happens, like, you won't be able to see my face for a few seconds, but it's all good. Who cares? All right, let's pop it off with my boy Jalen Reagor. So this deal, 14-team Superflex, 1-point PPR. He said felt giving up Harry and Harris was a lot, but the upside. So sent Damian Harris and N'Keal Harry and received Jalen Reagor. I don't think it was giving up a lot at all. To me, this was a terrific deal. Listen, folks, I have been holding on hope for N'Keal Harry. He just may be one of those guys that's going to be best served on another team. I think he had 2 targets last week, didn't fail to receive a catch, no counting stats. I don't know what happened, man. He was a yak monster at Arizona State, and he's not a good separator. We knew that coming in, but I love this deal. I'm not a long-term believer in Damian Harris. I'd be trying to flip Harris if I owned him. I don't think he's a difference maker in fantasy. So to get Jalen Reagor, who, listen, I know everyone is on this Travis Fulgham train. DeSean Jackson injured again last night. I think this was a fantastic deal. Give me the Jalen Reagor side big time. And even my man Joey said, let's drop this on the screen. Joey said, steal. And I tend to agree. I think that was a steal. Like, no problem. Craig said I'd do that in a heartbeat. So good deal right there. So next deal we're going to talk about is a deal involving Lamar Jackson, and I am going to go away for a second, but it's all good. So 12-team Superflex PPR non-tight end premium. This individual is in a rebuild, acquired Lamar Jackson from a top 3 contender who needed strengthening and depth. So he received Lamar Jackson and gave up Jamison Crowder, Mark Andrews, and Gardner Minshew. Let me get this off of the screen. Let me reiterate it one more time for those of you listening and not watching. He got Lamar Jackson in a Superflex for Jamison Crowder, Mark Andrews, and Gardner Minshew. No tight end premium. No tight end premium. Now I'm going to show my face again. Bro! Well done. Well done. Like, smash. Smash accept. Terrific. Maybe the trade of all of these. That was the best. That to get Lamar Jackson for Crowder. Andrews is dope, but it's not tight end premium. It's not tight end premium. Gardner Minshew. I don't know, man. I don't know if they're going to pass up Justin Fields. I don't know, man. But whoever, if you got Lamar, you smashed that shit. Good job. Love it. Terrific deal. Let's move on. All right. CEH. Now, this was a big one. This was a big one. So this individual received Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He gave up Brandon Cooks, Devontae Parker, Daryl Henderson, Alexander Mattison, a 2021 first, and a 2021 second. Do the sum of all of those parts equal what Clyde Edwards-Helaire is? This one, without context, and I don't know if he posted it or not. If he did, I didn't screenshot it. I don't hate it. I don't love it. I don't hate it, and I don't love it. You get CEH, but giving up the 2021 first and a 2021 second. I don't really care about Brandon Cooks. Devontae Parker's solid. Henderson looks good. Mattison is a backup plus. Man, I don't know. I need some help from the squad on this one. I don't know. This one is just, it's okay to me. Was it a slight? This is where like get your guy season comes into play. I don't even know if it was an overpay. It's just a lot of pieces, right? It's just a lot of assets to move for one player. The most consistent, like, it's, and Craig just said it in the chat, really depends on Henderson going forward. And that's how I feel. If Henderson is the locked and loaded starter, which I think it's a 1-2 tandem. I heard on some podcast I was listening to, it could be Cam Akers and Henderson could be like a Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt tandem. So it really comes down to the picks, Henderson and Parker. And would I give up Henderson, Parker, a first and a second for CEH? Probably depends on the team. I think this one is okay, man. This one was really tough for me to grade. I said that I was definitely going to discuss this on the show. I think it's fine. I think it may be a slight overpay, but if you're really a CEH believer, then you go get your guy. And who cares about winning the deal? This is a prime example of getting your guy, not extracting every ounce of, you know, whatever. Could he have gotten a little bit more? Maybe. Brandon said he likes the pieces. Yeah, I wouldn't hate it if the team that made that deal, I could see why they do it. But like to Craig's point, I think it really depends on how you view Daryl Henderson moving forward. Get your guy, man. And if that first is late, then that's why I just said it's all dependent. So this was a good one to discuss. All right, let's move on to one with a player who is most definitely going to have a new quarterback next year, and it's probably going to be Trevor Lawrence. Therefore, his value should increase and is actually a trade target of mine across all dynasty leagues. Denzel Mims. So this one is a start two running back, wide receiver, plus two flex PPR league. He got Denzel Mims and a 2022 second for Chase Edmonds. Yeah, I like it. I know there's a lot of steam about Chase Edmonds being this feature down back. I don't see it. Like, I don't buy it. I don't think he's a three down. I don't think he's a long-term. I don't think he's a starter, period. Could he start? Yes. Is he a long-term starter? I don't believe so. If they don't re-sign Kenyon Drake, which, you know, right now he hasn't been playing very well, but he's still getting all the volume. If they don't re-sign Kenyon Drake, they're going to draft a running back. And it's unfortunate that we haven't been able to see Eno Benjamin play this year. This deal, I really like the Mims side and the 2022 second round pick. And I believe there was a report that Mims may play this weekend. I'm not sure. But I like Mims because he's going to have a new quarterback. He's going to have a new coach. And don't forget, he was one of the hottest, fastest rising prospects coming into the 2020 NFL draft. A lot of people had him top five. Some had him top three as a wide receiver in this class. We don't know what he is because he hasn't been on the field, but I would take the Mims and pick side on that one. All right. Saquon Barkley. All right. This is the one where it is a non-super flex PPR rebuild. So this is a rebuilding team. And on this rebuild, this individual received Odell Beckham Jr., Saquon Barkley, and a 2021 first round pick for Dalvin Cook, Alexander Mattison, Chase Claypool, and James Robinson. All right. I'm an equal opportunist. I love y'all. Y'all are my squad members. Y'all pay to be patrons. Destination Devi. I like the other side, man. I like Dalvin Cook, Madison, Claypool, and James Robinson. I like that side. I understand Saquon Barkley getting him and a first round pick in the deal, but I would probably prefer the Cook, Claypool, Robinson, Madison side. Even though I'm not a long-term believer in James Robinson, I believe that giving up those pieces, you probably, OBJ's what, 27, 28? Saquon coming off of the ACL injury, it's a good chance OBJ's not in Cleveland next year. Hell, who knows, man? It's just a low passing volume offense. I'm not rebuilding with OBJ. I'm not rebuilding with OBJ. We're currently in a dynasty startup right now, and I couldn't tell you. I think he was like a fifth round pick in a 14 team league. So on this one, I like Cook, Madison, Claypool, Robinson a little bit more than Barkley in the pick, but I'd be trying to flip OBJ. Like, I'd keep Barkley in the first, and then I'd be trying to move Odell Beckham Jr. But this is just my personal preference. I don't think it was a bad deal at all. I don't think it was terrible. You see, I didn't say terrible. I just said I think I'd prefer, like, when I'm looking at cornerstone pieces, I'd prefer Cook, Claypool to Saquon in the first. And when I say that out loud, I'm kind of like, no, I don't. But shit, I probably do. I don't know. Everybody in this thing is, Brandon said OBJ is 37, 27, but with the injuries, people have been fading Saquon. Is that reasonable at this point? I mean, to a certain degree, but I think if you do a dynasty startup, he's still at least top four running back off of the board. When he comes back off of that ACL injury, he's going to be, what, 25 years old? And he is an athletic freak. It's just, I heard my boy Nate Liss talk about, I hope that Saquon Barkley isn't the cautionary tale of what could have been. You know what I mean? High ankle sprain, freak ACL injury for somebody who had never been hurt at Penn State. Back-to-back seasons suffering these sort of debilitating injuries. I still am high on Saquon Barkley. So I think this was fine both ways. I just would prefer the other side, because I think I could have extracted a little more value for Claypool and James Robinson over OBJ. You swap out OBJ with maybe Deontay Johnson plus a 2022 second. You swap out OBJ with, if that owner had that, I think I'd like it a little bit more. But it wasn't a bad deal. I just prefer the Cook side on that one. All right, CeeDee Lamb. I believe this was a redraft team. No, it's actually the same thing. So it is the same owner. So this was a slam dunk. Same owner, non-super flex, one quarterback, PPR, rebuild. He got CeeDee Lamb and sent Travis Kelce. That's a home run. I'm assuming that the person receiving Travis Kelce is a super contender and was hurting at the tight end position. But you add this to the deal. If this is the same league, you add CeeDee Lamb to what he just received with Saquon Barkley, OBJ in the first, then I really like this deal. But either way, CeeDee Lamb for Travis Kelce in a PPR league, in a rebuilding team, I love that deal. Love getting CeeDee Lamb. All right, let's talk about James Conner. So 10-team, half-point PPR, one QB. Pick is probably going to be middle of the road. Getting away. Conner pick should, I don't know what the hell this says. Pick should be late, I guess. So this individual got a 2021 first, a 2021 third, and sent James Conner. Yeah, love it. It's a good deal. Even if the first round pick is in the middle of the round, here's the thing. 10 team leagues, those late picks are even better than 12 and 14 team leagues. So you're talking about a middle of the road pick. I mean, that's Ja'Marr Chase. That's Najee Harris. That's Travis Etienne, you know, because it's one QB. So, you know, somebody's going to take T-Law. I think that was a good deal. I don't need to fucking dive into this too damn long. I mean, good deal. You move James Conner, who's not getting re-signed by Pittsburgh. All right, redraft trade. Redraft, PPR, Superflex, gotta love waking up to these kind of offers from other owners. This individual received Jerry Jeudy and J.K. Dobbins for Le'Veon Bell. Yeah, redraft, I would take that as well. I mean, you know, J.K. Dobbins is the cliche perennial league winner. Mark Ingram dealing with an injury. I know Gus Edwards is getting carries, but if something were to happen in that backfield, I mean, J.K. Dobbins slides into more volume. Jerry Jeudy is still one of the top receivers there, even though it hasn't translated to a ton of fantasy points so far in a redraft league. Le'Veon Bell is the backup. They've already come out and said that. Give me Jerry Jeudy and J.K. Dobbins. All right, all right, all right. DeAndre Swift deal. I'm going away for a second. Boom. 12-team Superflex Dynasty non-tight end premium. A menage a trois to shake things up. Ray GQ, I'm rebuilding, so I traded CEH for a haul, I thought. Let's see how much of a haul he got. He traded Clyde Edwards-Helaire and got DeAndre Swift, a 2022 second, a 2023 first, a 2022 first, a 2022 second for Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Jace Sternberger. And then some other stuff happened. Receive Sternberger, Clyde. I don't know what the hell. I don't know how these three team things work on Sleeper. But the point is, he got Swift. He got a 2023 first. He got a 2022 first, a 2022 second, and another 2022 second for Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Jace Sternberger. Home run deal. Love it. Love it. One more time. Sent CEH and Sternberger for Swift. Two 2022 seconds, a 2022 first, and a 2023 first. Well done. Well done. That was awesome. That was a really good deal. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Got a question from Craig. Do you think JK jumps up this week? I don't know, man. I have not seen enough about what's going down with Mark Ingram to really tell you if he's hurt, like not going to play. You know, the following week, then maybe. Like, if he's out, then absolutely. I mean, he's looked fantastic when he gets the damn ball. They just don't give him the ball. He's looked great when he gets the ball, but he's just not getting the damn ball. All right, Jalen Hurts deal. Let's check it out. Projected 101. Owner down Eckler and Dak in Superflex, so he's desperate. Fifth 2021 first on the money. Also in second place being a CMC owner. So this individual has CMC. Good grief. Okay. So I'm assuming he received Jalen Hurts, a 2022 first, and two 2022 first round picks for a 2021 first. Projected 101. Did he send the 101? Fifth 2021 first on the money. I guess I'm confused, right? I don't know if he sent the 2021st 101. I don't like it. I mean, I don't like it. The 2022 class right now, I've got a meeting tomorrow with the Podfather, Matt Kelly, and his Dynasty Dominator app. We're going to go through the 2021-2022 class to update some things for what they're doing at Roto Underworld. And right now, the 2022 class is... it's not as good as 2021 on paper, and it's not as good as 2023 on paper. If those are high end picks, then you got a shot at Sam Howell, Keaton Slovis, Breece Hall, maybe a Spencer Rattler, George Pickens. I don't know if this 2021 first is the 101, which is in a super flex as Trevor Lawrence sending T Law for Hurts and two 2022 first. I don't like it. I don't like it at all, but I don't know. This one, I'm not feeling it if I'm understanding correctly. So if this is your deal and I'm not, then I apologize. But the way that I'm reading it is projected 101, owner down Eckler and Dak and Superflex. I'm not feeling that, man. T Law for Jalen Hurts in 2022 first. That's not a good deal. So I hope I got that right. If not, just yell at me in the chat. Sorry. Next deal. I put good Lord. That's all I put on this overlay is good Lord. So Brandon, who's in the chat, committed highway robbery here and sent Tyreek Hill for AJ Brown and Jalen Reagor. Give me the AJ Brown and Reagor side. I mean, Tyreek, I keep hearing. So I'm about to cause a little stir. Because I keep hearing people say he's a top three dynasty wide receiver. I don't think so. Does he have arguably the highest upside of any of the receivers? Maybe, because he played probably. Because in one play, Tyreek can go from zero catches to one for 80 and a touchdown, turn right back around, take a slant route to the house for 75. But he's just, man, there's weeks where he's not going to give you anything, man. He's not a high volume receiver. I just don't think he's a top three dynasty wide receiver. I don't even know if I'd have him top five. Like right now, if you're telling me who would I prefer on my dynasty team, AJ Brown or Tyreek Hill, it'd be AJ Brown. CeeDee Lamb or Tyreek Hill, it's CeeDee Lamb. Slant guard Mike or Tyreek Hill, probably slant guard Mike. I like him. He's a great wide receiver. He's a game changing player. But top three dynasty wide receiver, And Craig just said he's not top three. Maybe final points, but not weekly. And weekly matters, man. I need some consistency. So for this one, give me Reagor and AJ Brown easily on this deal. All right, let's talk about Howitzer Herbert on this deal. All right, so this individual, he received Justin Herbert, Debo Samuel, and a 2021 first round pick. Says 107. What platform is this? Is somebody in the squad in the chat? Tell me what platform this is that they're using. I've never seen like trades go through like this. I don't know what the hell this is, but how do you know it's the 107? Anyways, all right. 2021 first, Debo Samuel and Justin Herbert for Tom Brady, Will Fuller, Cooper Kupp, a 2021 second, and a 2021 fourth. Yeah, give me Herbert, Debo in the first. Tom Brady, old, decrepit. I know he's playing all right, but I don't want him in Dynasty. Will Fuller, fantastic season right now. He stayed relatively healthy. Still would prefer. He's good. Cooper Kupp is good. I think he's a little over. I think Robert Woods is the best wide receiver on that team. A second and a fourth. I freaking love this deal, man. You upgrade your quarterback position. That's enough for me. Plus a first round pick. And then you add in Debo Samuel. This was a home run deal. I love this deal for the check my footwork who got Justin Herbert and Debo Samuel. I'm trying to get Flea Flicker is what it is. Okay, I don't play on a Flea Flicker platform, but this is a fantastic deal. Love it getting Justin Herbert. All right, a little C2C. I got to talk about my man, Tank Bigsby, the RB1 in the 2023 class. For those of you who have the ability to trade for 2023 picks, you need to do it because you need to get Tank Bigsby. And this individual gave up Madison to get Tank Bigsby. Home run. If you don't know who Tank Bigsby is, look him up. Running back, true freshman running back from Auburn. The running back class in 2023 looks disgusting. Kendall Milton, Tank Bigsby, Jahmyr Gibbs, and we haven't even gotten to Zach Evans and Bijan Robinson, Seth McGowan. This is a loaded crop of running backs. So if then we get to see some more players, Trey Bradford, Lee from Penn State potentially play this weekend. Man, 2023 is looking nice. So any advice that I can give you besides becoming a member of the squad is in your deal, start trading for 2023 picks. Over Robinson in 2023, yes. I take Tank Bigsby is my running back one. And I didn't even talk about Marshawn Lloyd from South Carolina, who's out for the season with a torn ACL. Tank Bigsby is he's dynamic. He's one of the best freshman running backs I've seen in a very, very long time. So to give up Alexander Mattison for Bigsby, home run deal. All right, Saquon Barkley, another Saquon deal. This was a good one, man. When I saw this, I really liked this one. Gave up Saquon Barkley, Mike Williams, TJ Hockenson, and a 2021 first round pick, and received Alvin Kamara, T. Higgins, and Darren Waller. I like this deal. And I like the Alvin Kamara, T. Higgins, Darren Waller side more than I like Saquon, the first, Hockenson, and Williams. But I think this was one of those rare cases where it was a good deal for both sides. And rarely do you get to say that, but I would prefer give me Alvin, AK-41, T. Higgins, and Darren Waller. I know y'all love y'all some T.J. Hockenson. I know you do. I know you do. I love his prospectus as well. Maybe it's Patricia. You know, people were saying all kinds of crazy high superlatives for Hockenson, and I know it takes tight ends a little while to get into it, but right now, I'm not as sold on him being like this top five dynasty tight end as other people. Without even seeing them take a snap in the NFL, I would take Kyle Pitts and Pat Freiermuth before T.J. Hockenson right now. But I like both sides. The pick is nice. Saquon is a stud. Williams is Mike Williams. Hockenson is talented, but give me Kamara, give me T. Higgins, and give me Darren Waller. All right, another Rager deal. What are we at? This was Brandon again. He received a 2021 first-round pick. This is a 12-team super flex tight end premium. The first is a top three pick. All right. The first is a top three pick. So he received a top three pick in a 12-team super flex tight end premium league and Jalen Reagor for DeAndre Swift. So let's play this out. Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields. Let's just assume he goes with who I have ranked number one after those two in Superflex in my rankings, Najee Harris. So this deal is now Najee Harris, who's probably going to be a first round pick, if not an early day two pick, which puts him in line to be a feature back at the next level. Najee Harris and Jalen Reagor, Travis Etienne and Jalen Reagor. And if he gets wild and says, I'm taking Jamar Chase and Jalen Reagor, DeAndre Swift, give me the Reagor in the first, if that is a top three protected pick, but the team receiving DeAndre Swift is going to get a stud running back, but give me Najee and Reagor, give me Etienne and Reagor, give me Jamar Chase and Reagor. And in the off chance that Justin Fields falls in a super flex format, give me Reagor and Fields over DeAndre Swift. That's a good deal. All right, Jimmy G. What did Jimmy G get moved for? All right. My man Dave, he received Bryan Edwards, Gabe Davis, and a 2021 second for Jimmy Garoppolo. This is a 12-team super flex. Second is probably a top three of the second round, so good draft capital there. Had the QB depth. He still has Patrick Mahomes, Kyler Murray, and Tua, so he didn't even need Jimmy G. So he flips Jimmy G. He gets rid of Jimmy G and adds a top, let's just say, 15, 16 pick next year. Gabe Davis and Bryan Edwards. Gabe Davis and Bryan Edwards. Gabe Davis, go trade for Gabe Davis. He's good. Bryan Edwards, the forgotten man in Oakland. Damn, not Oakland, Las Vegas. Forgotten man in Vegas and a top 15 pick potentially. Give me that over Jimmy G, especially when your quarterbacks are Mahomes, Kyler, and Tua. That was a great trade, Dave. Good stuff right there. All right, the last one. Save this one for last. Because we're going to talk about this one. Christian McCaffrey. Love those CMC deals. All right. So, my man sent CMC away. Bye, CMC. He's gone. Sent CMC away. Received a 2021 first, a 2022 first, a 2022 second, a 2023 first, and a 2023 second round pick. McCaffrey for five picks. Okay. Now, if anybody is familiar with Flea Flicker, I'm just assuming that, like, it says first round pick 1.9. Like, is that for sure the 109? Or is that just like where that individual picked last year? I don't play on Flea Flicker, never have. So I'm not quite sure how this is, you know, calculating where the picks are. Like, how the hell does that, how does that even happen without the season playing out? So I'm just going to assume he doesn't know where the hell these picks are unless somebody corrects me and tells me otherwise. Either way, this was one where I didn't know. It's a lot of draft capital. And if you're in, and sometimes it's fun to rebuild. Sometimes it's fun to, you know, people call it the productive struggle, where you kind of get rid of your veterans and you rebuild with youth. I get that. That is fun. I enjoy that. This is a lot of draft capital. You're getting 3 first round picks out of the deal in consecutive years, 2021, 2022. So Jay Rich said it's where they currently are in the rankings. Okay. So right now we're looking at, okay, thank you. Thank you guys. Everybody's like correcting me. All right. So right now you're looking at a later first right now, right? So 109, if I'm looking at my rankings, let's just go off of that, because I want to give you all who are watching or listening an accurate depiction of where I would have those players ranked right now. So 2021, the 109, I'm just going to assume it's super flex. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We're looking at, yeah, you're looking at, maybe Najee, Trey Lance, Devonta, Pitts, Terrace Marshall. It's a lot of draft capital. It's a lot of draft capital. Why are my 2021 rankings screwed up like this? I need to check that out. Neither here nor there. I'll fix that in a second. But I don't know. I don't know about this one. CMC is so good, man. So damn good. Supposed to have my movie chairs coming in for the theater room today, so I'm looking back, checking that out. CMC is so good, man, but it's a lot of draft picks. I don't know how I feel about this one. I don't think it was bad at all. Yeah, it's a lot of draft capital to play with. So depending on what this team was actually doing, I think if you're going to move Christian McCaffrey, that's the type of stuff you would get. If I were this team, what I would try to do is move those 2022 picks. I would try to package up that first and maybe a 2023 third for another 2020. And that's the good thing about draft picks. You can package that draft capital up and improve your draft position. So I would personally be trying to package up those 2022 picks to move into the first round of 2021, maybe take a 2022 first and a 2023 second and get another 2021 first round pick. But it's a ton of draft capital, and that's what you have to do when you're moving a player like Christian McCaffrey. All right, fellas, that was the show. There weren't a lot of terrible deals from my people. I don't think any of my people had any terrible deals. All of the deals were solid. That was Drew's deal. Good job, man. Thought that was a lot of draft capital. I'm telling you, trade those 2022 picks, move up in the first round in 2021. I appreciate y'all joining me live. Everybody from the squad on this Friday, I appreciate y'all. What the hell are y'all doing? Shouldn't y'all be at work? Everybody that's watching on YouTube, appreciate you subscribing to the channel. I appreciate you rocking with me, and everybody listening on the podcast. You know, I appreciate you guys as well. But that is it. I'll be back on Monday, the Futurecast show on Roto Underworld Network, Destination Devi Pod, the rookie review, film breakdowns. My squad members have been pressuring me to do a breakdown on Juju Smith-Schuster. So I will be posting that later on today as well, to kind of talk about my thoughts on what's happening with Juju. Should we be concerned? Should we not be concerned? But I appreciate y'all tuning in. Y'all have a blessed weekend. Be great. Be safe. And like I said the last time, don't give a damn who you vote for. Just exercise your right. Get out there. Stop being a lazy ass and go vote. All right, man. Check y'all later. I'm out. Peace.